Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking China with Daryl Peel in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
After the cow that stole Christmas and the BSE case of a dairy cow up in Washington State, the Chinese market was closed to U.S. cattle producers. The George W. Bush administration unable to open the market. The Barack Obama administration unable to open the market to U.S. beef producers. But Donald Trump was able to get the job done mid-year 2017. It's open, but right now we're only selling a very tiny amount of beef into the Chinese market. They're big buyers of beef globally, just not buying much of it from the U.S. at this point. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that's probably not going to change a whole lot in 2018, but maybe somewhere down the road.
Well, you know, we're watching this market. We do have a lot of excitement since we gained access on a political basis about mid-year in 2017, opened the doors, and now we're, you know, we're in that long process of trying to earn market share in that market that we've been out of for a long time. And we do see growth. We're watching these month-to-month, you know, trade figures. And somebody noted recently that on a year-to-date basis in November or through November, that China was inside the top 20 markets. But, you know, you have to recognize that once you get past the first five in terms of our top five markets that we previously talked about, those numbers get very, very small. So in November, China's exports of U.S. beef to China represented about 0.8% of our total exports for the month. If you look at the year-to-date numbers through November for the first 11 months of the year, and that included the early months of the year when we weren't actually, didn't have access to that market, but nevertheless, on a year-to-date basis, exports to China represented about 0.3%. So it's positive. It certainly has tremendous potential longer term, but probably not for the foreseeable future. I don't think China will be a major factor in U.S. markets in 2018 in terms of that total impact, but we will certainly be watching for continued growth in that market in the coming months.
And Dr. Peel says the thing about the Chinese market for U.S. beef producers is that in 2017, we were able to get it open. We're able to take beef through the front door into China.
Start is at hand, and you know, again, it's a tremendous opportunity. Obviously, with the size that China is in terms of the population base, a small change in percentage terms is a large absolute impact. So it could take off faster, and it's not a simple concept. It's many different products and different subsets of the market and so on. But my guess is it will still be a lengthy process, but we're looking for slow but steady growth as we go forward.
Dr. Peel says maybe in 3 to 5 years, we'll start having significant exports into China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.